Okay, we're continuing with a quick overview of what is an Eruv. So we said we have public domain, we have private domain, and then we have something called a Carmelis, which is almost public domain, but it's missing some of the criteria. And we said most of our public domains today are Carmelis. And then we said that in order to permit us to carry within that type of public-private domain, what's called a Carmelis, our sages instituted, and this is what we see now, King Solomon instituted, the concept of Eruv. So, how do we do that? Okay, so we said we can either enclose the Carmelis with walls, or we can enclose the Carmelis with halachic walls. What is a halachic wall? We create a tzuras ha-pesach. We create the form of a doorway. And then even though there's no door there, we consider it as though the whole area is enclosed. And in order to do that, you have to have two posts that stand and something that goes on top of them. Either you can have another piece of wood or you can have a string, but it must go over the top of both of them. Now, this is easier to create than you might think. So let's see.
Do they need to be permanent poles?
They have to stand there for Shabbos. So let's see.
A lechi and a slimajig.
Right. So a pole can be a lechi. A lechi can be some kind of slab of wood. Yeah. 1 second. So let's see. We can, technically, one of the things we can do. Let's say you guys are in the army and you come to a camp out in the forest. You want to set up your camp. So the rabbinate will give you poles. And basically what you do is they give you a thin pole with a, what do they call it, like a sledgehammer, which you knock into the ground. And that's like around, I'd say, 2 feet high. And then you have a taller pole that goes on top of it, a hollow pole that goes over that 2 feet high post. And then you have a pole that's standing up high. Why do you need the Eruv to be high? For the simple reason that if you make it low, people will cut it. It'll get in their way. Technically, it doesn't have to be high. Technically, once you have 10 tefachim, it could be this high. But if you do it that high, then every time a car comes in, every time a guy tries to walk through, he'll say, what's the string getting in my way? And he'll cut it. And you lost your Eruv in the middle of Shabbos. You can't carry anymore. So what we do is we make it high so that it's easy for us to function. We can walk in and out. Halachically, we have a doorway here. Halachically, we've enclosed the area. So we make two posts. And we have on the top of these posts, we have a little circle that we tie the string around. That way the string is for sure going over the top of the post. Remember, it has to go over the top. If it didn't have to go over the top, all you'd have to do is tie the string around the post. Let's say I want to use a tree. So I can use a tree. If I have a trunk that goes up 10 tefachim, I can use a tree trunk. But how will I get it to go over the top? So what I can do is take my Swiss Army knife, make a slit in the tree, and then tie the string around it, and then because the string goes into the tree, that's considered like it's going over the top. I consider the post up to the slit, up to where the string is, and then the string is over that part of the tree, and I could draw it out either to another tree, which again, I'll make a slit in that tree, or I'll have a post on the other side. So here I can do that on four sides, and I've created four halachic walls, and now I can carry. If I have a whole city to do, this is going to be much easier. As you guys walk around Givat Sha'ul, look around, you'll see many strings that have little flags on them. Why do they have little flags on them? Because as they check the Eruv every Thursday or Friday, it's very hard to see if there's this thin string going on over there. So by having a flag, you can see. If the flag's up, then the string's up.
What happens if one of your posts falls during Shabbat?
You lost your Eruv. That area has lost an Eruv. Now, that happens sometimes during snowstorms. I used to partake in the checking of the Muncie Eruv. Back when I lived in Muncie, I partnered up with, I was the helper, one of the guys, and we would drive. We would drive, part of the highway had a fence, and that was the Eruv. And some of the places had the strings. And most of the places, and what we'd really be checking for is, I remember one time when he was away, he asked me to check. And I'm checking, and there was a snowstorm. And the snowplows, when they're clearing the highway, they would make huge mounds of snow. And those mounds of snow would sometimes knock down fences. And sometimes it would knock down the fence, which was a part of the Erev. So I come Friday morning, and I see right by the toll booth, the fence has been knocked down by the plow, because the plow reaches to the toll booth. That's where he has the huge mound of snow, and the fence is knocked down. So what do? I have my trusty string, and I go to one post that's still up, and I go to the other post that's still up, and I create a Tzuras HaPesach over that. So that's in a nutshell what we do with an Erev. We either fence it in, or we do a halachic wall by creating Tzuras HaPesach. Let's add a few more pointers just so you guys, once we did this, to close it up a little bit. What are other options you could do if you're going out on a hike, you're going to be out in the wilderness over Shabbos? So you have a few more options. Let's go back to our fence. We said in Muncie, much of the wall was a fence. But the fence is a gate. It's got many holes in it. What kind of wall is that? Most of it is holes. So we have a halachic concept called lavud. Another tradition we have from Moshe from Sinai is that when you have a space that's less than three hand widths, we consider it as though that space is full. So if I have a fence where all the holes are less than even one hand width, all the holes are considered like they're filled because I have the gate, I have the crisscross of the wire. So that allows me to create another type of wall. So you're out with the army, you're camping in the desert, there are no trees, you have no posts, you have nothing but string and your knapsacks and a few other things with you. What do you do? So one thing you could do is set up the tanks all around you, and that's your camp, meaning if the tanks are going to camp there, so then you could set up walls. Like, that's it, they're there. Technically, you could do that. Might be a problem because the tanks might have to move on Shabbos, and you got yourself a problem, right?
The tanks have to move. Most likely you'll have to
look at it. So what do you really do? So what we do is we take a post again, but this time we're not going to be able to put it so high. What we're going to do is fence in the area. How do we fence in the area? So we take a string, we set up posts all around, and we're going to take one string. We can leave an opening. We can leave an opening that we can walk in and out, but other than that, we're going to fence in the area. We could leave two openings, three openings, but most of the area is going to be fenced in. How do we create this fence? We set up posts around the camp, and then we take one string. We measure with our hands, one, two, three hand widths from the ground, and we go down a drop. Remember, it has to be a drop less than three hand widths. And we put a string around. Now we have a string, and less than three hand widths to the ground, that's all considered like it's filled in. So I have my first wall, first part of the wall, almost three hand widths. Now I measure another three hand widths. One, two, three. I go down a drop. From that string, I put another string. I've created the second halachic wall. And then I do the same thing a third time. Now I've reached almost nine tfachim, right? I need 10 tfachim, so I need a fourth string, right? Because I need a minimum height of 10 tfachim, 10 hand widths.
What are we trying to build?
We're trying to build a wall around the camp. So halachically, the second I have a gap that's less than three hand widths, we have a tradition that's considered like it's filled in. So by setting up these four strings around the camp, I've basically created a halachic wall around the camp. I've changed the camp into a private domain. And that's the way in a desert we also set up camp when necessary in the army today or whenever you guys are going to go camping. Okay, so that's in a nutshell how to set up a camp. Okay, so now we went off on this long tangent of how to build an Erev. Now let's go back to our Ein Yaakov. So King Solomon instituted an Erev and Netilas Yadayim, and in heaven they said, this is a reflection of how smart he is, and they're happy with him in heaven. And that brings us to the next Gemara. Yes?
Didn't you say that Moshe Rabbeinu invented the Eruv?
I said that the halachic concept of lavud, or the halachic concept of having a wall, from in these manners of a tzuras ha-pesach, we have on tradition from Moshe. Those are halachic concepts that are relevant to other halachot as well. The definition of a wall. It can be relevant to the laws of sukkahs, how you build a sukkah. It can be relevant to the biblical definition of a rishus hayachid. Now, we apply it for an eruv. But the concept, these concepts of the halachot of gud, lavud, and dofen akuma, or surat ha-petach, these are concepts that go back to Moshe and Sinai. The concept of an Eruv, where we take these concepts and apply them within the Eruv, that's King Solomon's introduction.